sounds pretty good. So we are. We're poolside here on campus, just across from Antelope Gym, just adjacent to the brand-new arena that's going up. They did the topping off ceremony today as they put the beams up there on the grand-new 5,000-seat arena. And we deliver the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's 33rd Avenue in Camelback. That's what I try to keep reminding people. Hey, it's Grand Canyon University. Where is that? Is that near Flag? No. It's been here. It's here, Uptown Phoenix, just off I-17, 33rd Avenue. And they're blowing up thanks to great Christian campus, online classes, and outstanding intercollegiate sports, including their basketball team, coached by Russ Pennell. You heard him a few minutes ago. And assistant coach Matt Brazzi. Matt, that's Kevin McCabe. How are you today? You doing all right?
Doing great, man.
Checking
in.
You had fun
me.
Over there at the arena topping ceremony. It's kind of a neat. It's kind of cool. Come on now. How many times are you going to get to say you went over to a topping off ceremony in your career, in your life?
No, it's awesome. It's a great venue that's going on over there, a 5,000-seat arena that's just going to be sweet. It's the lower bowl of the Galen Center they got over at USC, so it's high-tech, it's state-of-the-art, so it's awesome that that's coming up on campus here.
And you guys are bringing a rockin' basketball team over there. You've won 10 of 12, you're on fire, you're thinking postseason and a run at maybe a Division II national championship. What's been key to this basketball team? Everybody just buying into it and a realization that it is team?
Yeah, I think the key is we have a great bunch of guys. We've got 13 guys on the team, 15, including everyone with the walk-ons and everything, but it's a great group of guys, and they've all kind of bought into the team concept, and we got into their heads this summer that, hey, if we're going to win big and we're going to go deep in this thing, we got to have depth, and we preach that to our guys all year because, coming up we've got 3 games in 5 days. We go to Hawaii, we play 4 games in 8 days, so it's a grind of a season that you're going that you got to be deep to be able to win these games, and then if you're fortunate enough to go into the regionals, you've got 3 games in 4 days, and then moving on to the Elite Eight, it's the same thing where you've got back-to-back, then one day off, and then another game. So we've preached to our guys the whole time it's going to take depth, and, not only do we have good kids, but we have talented kids on the team too, and, they've kind of put it all together this year and, been working hard for our staff.
We're talking with Matt Brazzi, the assistant men's basketball coach here at Grand Canyon. I mentioned the names Kyle Speed, Nick the Thrill Witherill, and Brad Carroll, and Gabby Unjo, and I've seen you guys play, and I talked to Russ about it. On any given night, when a guy's hot, they say, let's go, let's get him the rock. And Russ even said, you know what, that's cool because it's Division II. Maybe a Division I program, there's some guys who say, no, I got to get mine. How cool is that? You've been around basketball your entire life. How cool is that?
No, it's real cool being able to have that because on any given night, some guy can step up. I mean, Steve Morin last week, he was starting for us earlier in the year, and then, he lost his starting spot for a little bit, and then he comes in right away, his 3 threes right in a row in the game. So it's just any given night, anyone's capable of stepping up, and, all of our guys support each other well, that if one guy's hot, he's getting the ball, and that's what we're going with.
How'd you wind up here at Grand Canyon University? And I'll get to your history. I've gone about 3 or 4 minutes here without mentioning your grandpa, but your roots and your history. How did you wind up here at Grand Canyon University?
Wound up here our last year at Arizona when Coach Pennell became the interim coach up there. We had a good run up there going to the Sweet 16 and everything, and that summer he goes, I got a spot up at Grand Canyon. You want to come up here? And, I jumped on the opportunity to come up here, and it's interesting because being from Tucson my whole life, I didn't know much about Grand Canyon University at all.
So what I just said there a few minutes ago, and where is it? Is it up at the Grand Canyon? You're not alone. And I said this too, Matty, that I've lived here my whole life. I went to NAU, and I got up there, and I started looking around for Grand Canyon. That's part of the whole process of this. And your kid from Tucson, similarly, you said, wow, it's up there in Phoenix? That's right in the heart?
Yeah, I actually knew where it was, and this was when I came up here. It was my second time on campus. When I was playing in junior college, I came to a game up here. Sonoma State, one of my buddies was coaching there, and they played here. So I actually came to a game here and saw one game here. So I knew kind of where it was, but, man, what they've done on this campus is pretty sweet. It's kind of like a little hidden gem out here that no one really knows about.
Well, we're trying not to hide it. We're trying to break it out. He's Matt Brazzi, the assistant men's basketball coach. I mentioned your history, your roots, your tree, the coaching tree, and they can't tell a story without talking about your grandpa, the Hall of Fame coach, former Arizona coach, former Iowa coach, Lute Olson. That's Papa Lute.
Yep.
And that's how you know him. I'm guessing, was it always in your blood to be in coaching? Did you grow up going to Lute's camps? That's probably going over for Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all I know. That's what I've been doing my whole life. I mean, I've been on the basketball court since I was a little kid and been around Papa Lute the whole time, where it's just, as a kid, I remember on weekends, he'd swing by my house, pick me up, take me to practice. I'd go to practice with him, then he'd drop me off on the way back home. So, I mean, ever since I can remember, that's just kind of a way of my life. It's just kind of the way it is, and it's something I love, and it's something I'm passionate about. So it's just it's so natural for me to be a coach, and I've seen a lot growing up through the years, just, you know, watching him coach, playing for him, working with him, and all that stuff, that I've seen a lot of different angles on that end.
Yeah, you absolutely have. When he showed up and picked you up to take you to practice, did he get away? He just dropped. Here's all of a sudden, here's this Hall of Fame coach showing up some kid's practice. How crazy is that? Wow.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and you know, everything they say about him being a family guy, I mean, that's true to the point right there. It's, you know, our family's as close as they come, we like to think, and, you know, we spend time together all the time when we can.
Does he call you? Do you talk to him? Does he help with coaching? Do you have questions? Does he offer? I mean, what's that relationship like now?
Yeah, I talk to him a lot. You know, we call each other all the time, or we'll text each other. Or, you know, last week we celebrated a bunch of the February birthdays for our family. So we played here on Saturday in the afternoon. I drove home. We had a big old event on Sunday together. And, you know, we just talk about basketball just naturally, and he's always wondering how we're doing it and all that stuff. So that's good that we've got that bond. But that bond's just kind of the whole family, too. My mom's an athletic director at a high school down there. My sister coaches up here with the Mercury.
Well, I was going to ask you about Julie. Julie grew up there as well, and she's a big time. So it's basketball. It's part of your life. I mean, everywhere you go in your house, there's just something related to basketball.
Yeah, it's truly unique and special. And, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's just kind of what we know as since we were little kids growing up. And it's awesome that me and my sister are both up in here in Phoenix right now, and, you know, both coaching and doing what we love.
Now, dumb question. Does it ever get in the way? Do you ever wonder, sometimes think that, all right, yes, he is my, but I'm working on my own now. I'm trying to put together my own resume.
No,
it'll open some doors, but you still got to walk through them, don't you?
Yeah, I still got to walk through them and, you know, still be myself and do the things I need to do. But no, it's great having him there. If ever I need anything, if I need to ask him a question, or, you know, a philosophy that he had, or the way he did something, I mean, he's a phone call away, which is great. Or if I'm down in Tucson, he's a 10-minute drive from my parents' house to go see him up there. So, he's been great, and, you know, he's always been supportive. And, you know, it's funny, me and my sister are both coaching, and he goes, "You guys are crazy for doing it." You know?
That's great.
And so that's funny that he says that, but, I mean, it's just so natural to my sister and I, and that's, you know, kind of how we've grown up the whole time.
His sister Julie is on the staff there with the Phoenix Mercury, the Mighty Mercury. He's Matt Brazzi, the assistant coach here under Russ Pennell. Aspirations, is it, obviously you're in coaching, someday to have your own program, the college level, high school level? I'm not asking you to map out your all entire goals, but is that something you think about?
Yeah, I want to coach. I want to, you know, have the reins, have my own program, do all that stuff, preferably at the collegiate level. And, you know, that's just something you work towards, you know, day in and day out, working on and, you know, learning from Coach Pennell here. Is just, you know, a great opportunity because, you know, when I went to U of A as a player and was on staff there, Arizona was already established. I mean, I saw it as a kid as it rose up, but, you know, it was kind of established. The culture was there. The way things got done was already there at Arizona. So it's unique and special to come here with Coach Pennell, where we can build the culture, we can build the foundation. And, you know, Coach Pennell comes from the Eddie Sutton line of coaches. And, you know, that's real similar to how my grandpa went with philosophies and how we treat the players and, you know, what we expect out of our guys. So, you know, Coach Pennell and I have a real close relationship. But it's also, you know, kind of cool to see how you build a program, because I've always been on, you know, fortunate enough to be in a program that's established in that elite level.
And you were going to NCAA tournaments and part of it on a ride and, you know, and the expectations. And here it's a Division II school, and that's what the goal and the hopes are, and possibly go to Division I eventually. But that's the hopes and the goals. There's also, you know, you need Bucks to have Buck Rogers. So I'm seeing different finances and those kind of things. Does that get challenging sometimes? I mean, you know, it's first class at the U of A. You are the show down there. And I know that Brian Mueller and Grand Canyon has treated you well, but is that something you had to deal with as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, but, you know, the bottom line of basketball is basketball.
Yeah.
You know, if you're eating at the Metropolitan Grill in Seattle, Arizona, and you're eating at Applebee's here, I mean, there's not really a difference.
Sometimes the Applebee's is better, actually.
I mean, that's why it's more comfortable, it's relaxing, you don't have to worry about which fork to use.
Yeah, there, that's
what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? It's kind of a simple lifestyle, which isn't bad at all.
What are some of your duties as an assistant coach with Russ? Do you do it all? I mean, recruiting? Is it coaching? Is it certain X's and O's?
It's kind of a little bit of everything. It's recruiting. All the guys on staff are recruiting, you know, throughout the valley and, you know, around the country, too. We're always looking for kids and trying to get out as much as we can to see them. In terms of coaching, me and Coach Boone, we kind of do all the post work. And Coach Nelson and Coach Cullen worry about our guards and that's kind of how we split up our duties with that. But as far as offense, defense, we're all in it together, staff
sure.
meetings together, all on the floor. And then, you know, we split up everything coaching where, you know, this is the team that you're scouting, you're doing the scouting report, you're running the scout team, you're doing all the video stuff. So, I mean, it's really cool to kind of, you know, be able to have that say where you're in there giving the pregame speech and everything, that Coach Pennell's been cool with, you know, kind of letting everyone grow and develop as a basketball coach.
That's awesome. This
yeah.
is great, and that's part of what I love about Grand Canyon. And I even have friends, and I feel like family because, you know, Papa, I was the son that Papa Luke never had.
Exactly.
He doesn't call, though, and I'm kind of disappointed in that.
But you need to give him a call. You
know,
need,
I know.
Tell him hello.
You know, he was the first guest I had on this radio show, by the way.
Really?
First guest. Yeah, that's how, and why it's number one right now. He's Matt Brazzi, the assistant men's basketball coach here at Grand Canyon University. You mentioned recruiting. You grew up in Tucson. You played there. You've seen some of the talent there. You've seen some of the talent blossom here in the Valley. And I know that the interest is now starting to come from all over the country. Kyle Speed coming from Seattle, players from all over. How's that going to change? You still want to have some elite kids from Arizona, but now checking out kids from all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Yeah, I think the Phoenix area and the Valley, it has good basketball, and, you know, it has enough talent that you can win here. You know, you might need to go out to California a little bit or you know, Vegas kind of area has some pretty good kids, too. But, you know, it was interesting. Coach Pennell and I were actually recruiting someone out in the Midwest this year, and we had a chance to go stop by and meet with Tom Izzo for a little bit at Michigan State. And it was interesting where he was talking about, he goes, everything we do is within a 4.5-hour drive.
Wow.
He goes, we got a radius, we draw it around, and those are the kids, you know, that we target. And, you know, we kind of thought about that. That's, you know, pretty interesting right there because you've got, you know, they've got a lot of talent in that Midwest area out there. But, I mean, there's plenty out here, too, that you can pull from. And, you know, his kind of thing was you get guys coming too far away, you know, they're homesick and there's problems and they need to get back home all the time. And, you know, it's kind of interesting where a guy who's been to so many Final Fours like Coach Izzo just says, you know, 4.5 miles away, you know, we drive and we recruit and, you know, there's enough talent here. And I feel like that with Phoenix. I've been to a lot of high school games these last 2 years up here in Phoenix, and I mean, there's a lot of talent here that you can win with.
And I think you can. You've proven that. 10 of your last 12. Take care of business tonight at 7:15. The girls play at 5, and then they've got games on Saturday and Monday, final home games, and then they head for Hawaii. That's a rough way to finish up the season. I know it's work.
Yeah, it's tough, but someone's
I know.
Got
he's got it. I'm trying to. He's Matt Brazzi, gang, and again, we try to tell you these stories. You hear this name, and always associated somehow with it. It'll be, oh, his grandpa's loot, but he's doing his own thing here. And help him build a wonderful basketball program, part of Russ Pennell's team. Matty, good to see you. Continued success and best of luck tonight. He's Matt Brazzi. Coming up, we got a preview of Calling All Sports. Rock and Manooch are next up here on the Fan AM 1060. We'll find out what the boys are up to, what they've got in their show. And I think, has KJ hit the pool yet? I think my little guy's going, have you swum in this pool, by the way? Just give me a nod to you. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's a good one. My six-year-old son's in the pool. No, he would wade in. He'd be, all right. It's McCabe and friends. We're having this. You know what? I'm having a blast. I hope you are, too. I know the show is supposed to be designed for the mass audience, but as long as I'm happy, I think that's all that really matters. We're back after this timeout.
McCabe and friends will be back after this short break. If you can't.